beautiful. George Cables at the piano with Desron Douglas on bass, Victor Lewis at the drums, and a piece by Dave Brubeck named for Duke Ellington called The Duke. This comes from an album George Cables did a few years ago called Icons and Influences, celebrating some of the musicians, pianists especially, and composers who had a great influence on his playing. George Cables, always one of the favorites at Jazzport Townsend. He's been there this week. And he's in Seattle tonight to perform with a special group put together by Jay Thomas, a quintet which includes Cables and Gary Smullyan on baritone sax, along with Jay, who have all been performing at Jazzport Townsend, and Matt Wilson on drums and Michael Glenn on bass. They're at Tula's tonight at 7:30. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I've been in Port Townsend myself this weekend, enjoying the music and recording concerts for upcoming broadcast here on Jazz Northwest. Always a pleasure to run into KNKX listeners. Lots of folks there saying hello, and always great to talk to you. Thanks to Abe Beeson and Brenda and the KNKX crew for joining us this weekend at Jazz Port Townsend. Here's a new one from the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra. This is a composition by Jim Cutler, his arrangement, featuring Ryan Shepherd on trombone and Al Keith on flugelhorn as soloist, tune titled Sweet Marie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anita Reynolds, and a group of Cuban friends recorded in Cuba during one of her sojourns there. She goes there periodically to refresh her skills with Cuban music. And an all-Cuban ensemble here. The trumpet player is a guy by the name of Julito Padron. And Anne Reynolds was at the piano with her group, her Cuban group from the album Joy. That piece titled La Profundidad del Mar, The Deepest Part of the Ocean. Before that, a new one from the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra just out, and it's called The Wolf Awakens. The tune we heard was Jim Cutler's composition and arrangement, Sweet Marie. Ryan Shepherd was the trombone player and Al Keith on flugelhorn solo. Jazz Northwest, coming your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the regional jazz scene. Here's some of the things going on around the area today and looking ahead to next week. Bobby Medina has put together a special group to play California Cool at the Royal Room this afternoon starting at 5 o'clock. Colorado Collective, Bobby Medina and friends will be celebrating California Cool Jazz of the 50s. Also in town are a couple of groups which are spinoffs of Jazzport Townsend. Akiko Suruga, Jeff Hamilton, and Graham Dechter make up Jeff Hamilton's trio, an organ trio which is playing tonight at Jazz Clubs Northwest in North Bend, tonight and tomorrow night at 6 p.m. both nights. Jay Thomas has put together a group of people from Jazzport Townsend, including the great pianist George Cables, with whom we began today's program, Gary Smullion, the baritone saxophonist, and Matt Wilson on drums. Michael Glenn is the bass player and Jay Thomas on tenor sax and trumpet, and they'll be playing at Tula's tonight at 7:30. Also tonight is the last night for Pancho Sanchez's current engagement at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Tuesday night, Critical Mass will be at Tula's. There's the world-famous jam at Owl and Thistle, and Joe Doria presents at the Sea Monster, both of those late-night gigs. Wednesday night, Jovino Santos Neto and flutist Paul Taub team up for a noontime concert at the Bellevue Library. Larry Fuller Trio will be playing at the Triple Door, Ben Feldman Trio at Tula's. Thursday, Randy Halberstadt, celebrating his new CD, is at Tula's. Kirk Whalum opens at Jazz Alley, a run that will carry him through Sunday, and the Ben Feldman Group will be playing at Egan's. Friday, Greta Matassa Quintet is at Tula's. And celebration of great recordings of 1969 at the Royal Room, celebrating Miles Davis's In a Silent Way, recreating some of that music. Saturday night, a couple of great pianists. Overton Berry Ensemble will be at Egan's and Bill Anschel Standards Trio at Tula's. And Jeff Bush and Adriano Giordano team up at the North City Bistro for an evening of Brazilian music on Saturday night. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz and other things, check out the KNKX calendar at knkx.org. Also a very complete calendar at earshot.org for jazz events. Next up, we're going to be listening to a tune from Larry Fuller, who has a new CD. A former Seattle resident pianist is back in town on Wednesday night to play a gig at the Triple Door with the trio. This is the title tune from Larry Fuller's new CD with Hassan Shakur on bass and Louis Nash on drums, Larry Fuller at the piano. Thank you.
strings on me. I'm not tied down to anyone. How I love my liberty. There are no strings on me.
John A. Kendrick, the singer, who was heard here with an ensemble featuring Don Clement on a Nord keyboard, Chris Zimmer on bass, and Devon Lewis on drums. I've Got No Strings, which is, I think, a Broadway tune, but given a slightly different flavor here with sort of a minor cast to this arrangement. That's from John A. Kendrick's CD, Flying. John A., incidentally, is going to be singing twice next week with a group led by Ben Feldman. They'll be performing at Tula's on Wednesday night and also on Thursday at Egan's Ballard Jam House. The pianist Larry Fuller heard before that in the title tune from his new album, Overjoyed, the Stevie Wonder tune, with Hassan Shakur on bass and Louis Nash on drums. Larry Fuller will be in town on Wednesday night next week, performing at the Triple Door in a presentation by KNKX. Looking forward to Larry Fuller again. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live music around the area. Here's a tune from Corey Weeds, who is here leading an 11-piece ensemble, a little big band, and it's from an album called Explosion. Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone leading his ensemble here, with P.J. Perry on alto and Steve Caldestad on tenor, and Gary Smullyan on baritone sax. Rod Murray trombone and Steve Davis trombone, Joe Magnarelli trumpet and Chris Davis trumpet, and the rhythm section, Canadians Chris Gestrin, piano Paul Ruschka bass, and Jesse Cahill on drums. Jill Townsend is actually the conductor of this ensemble from the album Explosion. Corey Weed's Little Big Band plays a tune by Kenny Dorham, KD's Motion. ¶¶
every time we say goodbye, I die a little every time we say goodbye. I wonder why, just a little, and why the gods above me, who must be in the know, they think so little of me that they'd allow you to go. When you are near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear that meadowlark begin to sing. But how strange is the change from major to minor every time we say goodbye. every time we say goodbye.
Music from the Grammy-nominated album by Portland pianist Randy Porter, called Porter Plays Porter, with Nancy King doing the vocal on Every Time We Say Goodbye. Randy Porter at the piano, John Watala bass, and Todd Strait on drums. Before that, music from Vancouver, B.C. tenor saxophonist Corey Weeds leading his Little Big Band, and Corey and P.J. Perry both soloing on that one, P.J. on alto before and after Corey's tenor solo, and the arrangement by Bill Kuhn from the album Explosion, the tune by Kenny Dorham called KD's Motion, the Corey Weeds Little Big Band. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene. Here's some music from the Bill Anschel Standards Trio, which is playing next Saturday night at Tula's in Seattle. Bill Anschel at the piano, Jeff Johnson on bass, and Devon Lewis at the drums take on an old Fats Waller tune that goes back to the 30s, I guess it would be. It's called Jitterbug Waltz. Thank you. That's Bill Anschel at the piano and his Standards Trio. With Jeff Johnson on bass and Devon Lewis on drums, we heard their arrangement of the Jitterbug Waltz by Fats Waller. The approach with this trio is always to play standards, but to do them in new, unique ways that are inspired by the moment, so it's different every time. Bill Anschel Trio will be playing next Saturday night with this trio at Tula's in Seattle. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today. Beginning next week, we're going to be playing back some of the concerts we've been recording this weekend at Jazzport Townsend. We have 7 different groups that we've recorded at the festival, and we'll start playing back some of those next week. So I hope you'll join us again then. There's a podcast available of Jazz Northwest in case you miss any program or want to hear any of them again. They're available online, and you can stream at any time. The current program is at jazznw.org. We'll be back again next Sunday afternoon at this same time. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening. In the meantime, stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.